Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on 105.3 The Fan, Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. We've got the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott. We got Trevor the Creator hanging out, chilling after doing a little TSN. We've got the one, the only, Dylan behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. And we've got, oh, and the Toronto Blue Jays. What a terrible swing.
Why did he swing at that?
Nonetheless, the Toronto Blue Jays have just punched their ticket and are going to the World Series, where they will meet up with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That was so outside.
That was so outside.
And you got Kyle Rowley behind.
Got him to chase. Wow. Got him to chase, and that's exactly what he did.
What a series.
Hey, that three-run home run proved to be the difference.
What a series.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Speaking of getting nailed, C.J. Stroud with the second almost near safety.
Yeah.
Today,
Texans
look terrible. Texans offense looks absolutely atrocious.
I got a question
once
for you.
Again.
I got a question for you. And you know this, being around the game for a while. I've always wanted this. Me and you have both played sports, but obviously not at the professional level. What is it like in that huddle 5 seconds ago? CJ Stroud's a little bit different because he's won a playoff game, been in the playoffs, yada yada yada. But in general, when your team is struggling, you're a Bryce Young, you're a Justin Fields, and you're going in that huddle and you're down 21-0. Like, are the guys even really listening to you, or they're like lost faith? Like, come on, this dude's over here trying to gather the troops. Like, oh, we're going to get a first down here. We can come back. The Texans are a little bit different because they're not the worst team. But I'm saying, if you're the Dolphins, if you're the Jets, like, when you're even in those huddles, are you even listening to Tua, listening to Justin Fields? Like, or are they like, hey, it's a game. I still believe in us until the final snap is. What do you think in those huddles?
I think it all just depends on who the guy is.
Yeah.
On who the quarterback is.
Let's just take Tua and Justin Fields, for example.
Oh, I mean, Justin Fields, you've checked out on.
Okay.
But at the NFL, but at the same time, too, though, I think with the NFL, though, you have to be locked in, though. Like, it's not like you can take a play off. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the NBA or basketball or whatever, like, you can slough off.
Yeah.
All right?
And no one's really going to know unless your
coach
were to say something.
I mean, they'll look and just see by your body language, and obviously the tape doesn't lie, but in football, you can't afford to take plays off. I mean, maybe if you're a wide receiver, you know, and you won't block on a certain play. But if you're a lineman, you have to block.
Yeah.
Right? If you're on defense, you have to, you know, go at it full speed. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt. That's why they talk about tanking in the NFL. It's so hard to do.
I'm just thinking about, like, the NFL. Like, if you're wide receiver two for the Jets and he calls up a play and you're like, man, he's not going to get it to me. Am I really taking this play that seriously? And, okay, what did you say, Justin? Okay, we're down 28-0. Or are they still just as locked in as if the game's tied? Because I feel like it's easy to, on these bad teams, to check out. But you bring up a great point. You can't really take off plays in the NFL. So I always just wondered.
I think you still can. I mean, look, you look at the Raiders.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, look at the teams that are not good year in, year out. All right? And I would argue, I mean, right now, if you're the Jets, if you're the Dolphins, I mean, I bet it's hard right now to stay locked
every
in.
Single play.
And the unfortunate part is, for those teams, I mean, you're 7 weeks in. Mm-hmm. And you're, I mean, we're talking about, you're 7-8 weeks into the season. You're already battling against fatigue and teams that just kind of what am I trying to say? Melancholy. Mm-hmm. If you're those teams, so no, I think we can all agree. Mike McDaniel, who we'll try. We'll see if we get to some of his audio. If we don't get it today, we'll definitely get to it tomorrow. I mean, I don't understand how he still has a job. If we're being honest, he sounds each and every week. I mean, his messaging, his body language, the way he goes about handling his press conferences, just get more and more defeated. And you just listen to him and you say to yourself, like, I would feel terrible if this was my head coach. This is audio from yesterday or today when asked about whether Tua will be the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
Barring injury.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Like, he's not even taking I mean, Mike McDaniel didn't even care anymore. I mean, he gave some meandering kind of, you know. I mean, it's a rough go right now if you're a Miami Dolphin fan. I'm not a Miami Dolphin fan. I'll tell you who's feeling crappy right now. Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Mm-hmm. Why so?
Well, because he's a Miami Dolphin fan. I'm such a baby because the Dolphins make me cry. You guys old enough to remember that? I know you remember that, but neither one of you two. I mean, I'm looking at Dylan. Dylan, do you even know who Hootie and the Blowfish are?
No.
Okay.
Never heard of them.
Blake, you ever heard of Hootie and the Blowfish?
Nope.
Wow. Never even heard of Hootie and the Blowfish. I am.
Is that a singer?
It's a band, bro. I just sang a song.
Never heard of them in my life.
You don't know who Darius Rucker is?
I do know who Darius Rucker is.
Yeah. Where do you think you got to start? Hootie and the Blowfish.
Wow, I'm so mad Hootie at myself for not knowing
be.
Where Darius
you
Rucker
is. You should be. How do you know who Darius Rucker is?
Because I've heard his songs. Just which casually.
Name me one.
The one they play on College Football Game Day all the time where I have it on my phone. Sing it. I'll know it.
I don't know. I just sang his Hootie and the Blowfish song.
His most popular song I know. That's the only one.
The only song I know of Darius Rucker are Hootie and the Blowfish.
What's the one that everyone knows? I know that one. The Rock My Whatever.
Again, I don't. I only know his
Wagon Wheel.
See, I don't know anything about that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I'm a player right now. I'm a player right off my phone. You know this.
I'm a Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish.
You don't know this song?
Never heard it. Never heard it.
What? So you're going to malign me for not knowing Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish bigger, 10 times bigger than any whatever you just played.
That is a huge song, Wagon Wheel.
Nothing. Dolphins Make Me Cry. Only Want to Be With You. Isn't that the name of the song? You know the song?
I'm listening. Nope. I mean, maybe if there was words,
just
maybe.
Wait to the words.
Are you playing as the words or just the instrumental?
No, I played an instrumental. Is it clean?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Oh, 100%.
I'll pull it
100%.
Up.
Wagon Wheel's way better.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not better.
Okay, but did the Blowfish people...
Yes.
Is Darius Rucker in the band, the song
you're about to play?
Okay, but you just said they're way better than anything Darius Rucker's put out, so how can he be the lead singer of that, but it's better than anything he's put out? That doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense. What do you mean it didn't make sense? Only Want to Be With You is a juggernaut of a song. Any Jamoke can play that.
It's the same guy that you're saying is so great in the Blowfish people.
Musical tastes. There's a reason why some live stuff isn't or solo stuff isn't the same.
I'm literally talking about the same lead singer.
I'm aware of who you're talking about.
So why is somebody different? You're like so much better than that guy.
This is better than whatever Wagon Wheel nonsense you're talking about.
How are you gonna call it nonsense? But it's the same guy. Who's singing right now? This is Rucker?
Yes.
Okay. I think this sounds way worse than Wagon Wheel.
Well, then you're entitled to your wrong opinion.
Let me listen and stop yapping for 2 seconds. No, this is not better. Play Wagon Wheel. Play Wagon Wheel right now.
Yeah, play Wagon Wheel.
This is not.
Sometimes you're crazy.
I mean, I like
and
it.
I don't know why.
I mean, I like it, but it's not. Yeah. It's nowhere close to Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Schmeel. Wagon Wheel.
So you had never heard Wagon Wheel before?
Yeah. I mean, ask me 10 more times and I'll.
Well, I didn't know if you didn't like it or you never heard it.
Never heard it.
There's a difference.
Never heard it. Never
what
heard
about
it.
About this right here, a little T-Pain. T-Pain versus Darius Rucker.
That's tough because I do enjoy both their catalogs. I mean, this song sucks already.
No,
I mean,
I'm
bored with this song already.
When they play this,
I'm bored with this song already.
When they play this at a country bar and
no
or
one's
a college
crunk to this song. Yes, nobody. It,
bro,
nobody.
I will show you a video in the break. Come on.
You know what?
I'm feeling like I'm out in the West.
I applaud Darius Rucker for breaking stereotypes, okay? We'd never heard a brother sound like him back when he came out with Hootie and the Blowfish. The fact that he went off and did his own thing in the solo community, I got nothing but love for Darius Rucker.
Hey, people are saying Wagon Wheel is not his song. People are texting that in right now, that it's a cover. Okay, turn it over.
It's not even his own song. It's not even his own song. This song sucks.
Mama Rock Me.
Whatever that means. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I don't know what half the songs I listen to mean, but it's still good.
This song's not even on the same stratosphere as Only Want to Be With You.
Banger. Okay.
Anyway.
That settled the debate. Wagon Wheel's 10 times better.
And no, it isn't.
Everyone on the text line agrees.
No, they don't.
10 times better.
No, they don't. First of all, didn't even know that wasn't even his own song.
I didn't. And I corrected myself and said I was wrong, that it was a cover.
Still
better.
And it's not even a good cover.
But see, here's my thing. I don't care that it's a cover, because are me and you voting on the Grammys or musical producers? No, we're not. So we're just appreciating the music that comes to us. How it gets produced, if there's a ghostwriter, I don't care. I'm not a musical producer. I just care about what hits my ears. You care about the production now? Who wrote it? At what time? What they were thinking behind it?
If it's going to be a cover, yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. Okay.
It's the musical expert over here. We got Kanye over here.
That's right. That's right. Fred West over here. Okay. Don't get it twisted.
I just care about what's hitting my ears. Is it good? Is it bad?
Worry about
is it good or is it bad? That's all I care about.
Yeah.
How does it make me feel?
And that's bad.
And Wagon Wheel makes me feel like I'm in a great mood on a Sunday afternoon.
Makes you feel like you're at a trough?
It makes me feel like I'm at a trough, 100%. After a good night out with the boys, hanging out, Dos Equis in hand, we're at a trough, and Wagon Wheel's playing in the background of this crappy bar I'm at, yes.
Right.
That's exactly what I want to hear.
I'm happy for
whatever song you played, no.
Yeah.
No.
You know what?
It makes me not want to listen to country music.
While all you weirdos are in the trough hanging out with each other, me and my peeps are out jamming to Only Want to Be With You, okay? There you go. Where's your boyfriend out? He's at the trough. Come on with me. Deuces.
I will say, for after I heard it, I have heard this song before.
Which one?
Only Want to Be With You.
Of course you have. I mean, it was a huge hit in the 90s. I mean, what are we talking about?
I wasn't alive in the 90s.
I know you weren't, but it's a seminal song.
I would play Wagon Wheel for my future son.
I wouldn't play Wagon Wheel if you told me that the Cowboys defense was going to be fifth overall for the next 10 weeks. That's how much I hate that song, okay? Now, you tell me Only Want to Be With You is in the mix? Now we're dealing with something here.
When my son or future daughter's in the womb and they're getting created and they need... You know, you play music, so then when they come,
when they're being created, what do you
like
mean?
Inside the womb, when they're getting eyeballs and a tongue.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the baby's already been conceived.
The baby's been conceived. Okay. It's in mom's womb and it's getting its kneecaps, there getting its eyeballs, getting its earlobes.
Actually, did you know babies don't have kneecaps?
Are you for real?
Really?
Dead serious.
When did those come about?
Were you like four? And they just
877-881-1053. When did you find out you had kneecaps? And when did you find them?
You look down. Whoa!
What the hell?
Holding me together.
just hanging out.
Can you imagine how weird we look without kneecaps?
Like a little human tadpole just bebopping around.
How weird would we look if we had no kneecaps?
Typically by age 10 or 12, the kneecap is fully developed.
Wait, what did you just say?
10 or 12.
10 years old, we get kneecaps?
No, they develop. They're fully developed. You still have them. They're just not...
They transition to bone between 2 and 6 years of age.
So what happens before you're 2?
I mean, I don't remember. I mean, it's been a while. I'm trying to... You know what? I feel like... Because I remember... Man, I'm trying to think if I ever noticed my kids' knees now that I think about it.
Is that why they're always falling?
Let's call my son.
Not good balance.
You got kneecaps, right? Just making sure. Okay. Just making sure we're both in the same
page. But what I was saying,
when
they're in the womb, being created.
Won't have kneecaps yet. That's all right.
Wait, what did you just say?
They won't have kneecaps yet.
Oh, I think you said something completely different. I was going to say, dump that. They're going to be listening to Darius Rucker.
And Wagon Wheel?
Wagon Wheel.
Those kids are going to grow up angry.
No, they're going to grow up happy and cheerful.
Those kids are going to grow up angry and, you know what, probably going to put off kneecaps for another 5 years at the rate you're going.
Do you believe in playing music
100%.
For them while they're in the
Absolutely.
Womb?
Absolutely.
What did you play for your kids?
It was more about what I played for my kids after they were born. I remember specifically, I can I mean, I remember this like it was yesterday. My daughter's mother had left, had gone out. It was a girls' night out. She hadn't done anything since, you know, I mean, hell, she was pregnant for 9 months. And her girlfriends went out, and the 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying album had just dropped. And so me and the baby listened to Get Rich or Die Trying.
Okay.
And
that was the main album being played?
Dude, that 2003? What? And I was all over the streets. But yeah, there was that. And
I just realized I can blame my mom.
Yeah, no, man. I remember vividly bumping Get Rich or Die Trying. Because at some point you have to ask yourself, because I had a sub in my car, how loud is too loud when the baby's in the car? Right? Like, I want my baby to, you know, like, I want my, like, my daughter, I'd like to think, has a robust musical taste, because at a very early age, we were driving around just bumping all kinds of music.
Dude, my kid's going to have the best musical taste. He's going to hear unreleased Juice WRLD from, like, year zero to three.
Well, I mean, I would play Hootie and the Blowfish for him before you play Wagon Wheel.
He'll be hearing unreleased Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Be hearing a little bit of Low Shimmy.
Yeah.
Maybe throw some Post Malone in there for some variety.
Yeah. Maybe throw a little Tupac in there what real rap sounds like.
For sure. We'll show them all.
That way he knows. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. What a segment this has been.
Fred was playing Eminem from the 214.
Early Eminem.
7 years old, you start to see your kneecaps.
Okay.
Someone said, good question is, when did you discover that you had birthmarks? Because when I found mine, I was younger. It freaked me out.
I mean, I think it all depends on what the birthmark is. Right?
Do you have any birthmarks?
I had one on the side of my face.
Ed?
I mean, maybe it's still there. I don't know. I've had a beard for the last 7 years of my life, so I don't know if it's still there anymore.
Yeah. When was the last time you shaved and took a peek?
Had a bare face. I shaved a year ago last May. In fact, it's funny. I had 2 years ago today, I had an accident that probably should have killed me, but it didn't. So, boom, here we are. But, yeah, that's the last thing I can remember.
Everyone's saying that Wagon Wheel won, by the way.
I don't care what they say. Wagon Wheel, I don't. Good.
Just letting you know that.
Good for you. And just because you said it and read two text messages doesn't mean squat to me. Hootie and the Blowfish, 10 times better.
Wait, all spell right. Hootie?
H-O-O-T-I-E.
Hootie and a Blowfish.
Let her cry. That's one of the other go-to jams.
What a banger top five.
It's a big karaoke jam as
so
well.
So is Wagon Wheel, bruh. Yeah,
says nobody ever. Okay, top five. What are we doing?
Top five. We were sent a special package from
Shout
Anta.
Out to Damon Kimball.
He sent us an Anta package. Got us
probably
all,
a Hootie and the Blowfish fan, too, by the way.
Got us all geeked up about care packages. So we thought, why not open it up to the Tolos? And for me and Fred's brain, what are the top five care packages that you would love to be sent? We're going to be doing mainly like sports brands and whatnot. If you could pick anything with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Nike, you know, whatever. What's another thing? Patagonia.
I would throw in vehicles too.
Vehicles. If you could get a care package, it's in a big brown. Is that styrofoam? Is that a styrofoam? What kind of box?
That's cardboard. I think cardboard. Is what you're referring to.
Cardboard yeah. box, and you could choose five things in this world, five brands. What would you want those five brands to be? Me and Fred will give you ours next. Text in yours 877-881-1053. We'll read them on the other side. Top five care packages you want next on the Fan After Dark.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Wagon Wheel. Who did the original version?
Somebody said something about Bob something. Not Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan? Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan. Okay.
Yes.
Bob Dylan. I was right?
Sounds right.
I don't even know who Bob Dylan is.
Wagon Wheel. Wagon Wheel cover song.
Song. What are you even looking up? It was Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he did the original version.
You didn't believe?
Apparently a couple other people have done some other versions of it as well. Mia Morris did it in 2017.
Didn't pop off because I've never heard of that one.
And Nathan Carter did it in 2012. So there you go. Wagon Wheel. Whatever. Sounds boring to me.
Okay.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You come to me.
Well, now that everyone enjoyed you doing that cover, you want to let people know what we got today and what our top five is?
I'll tell you what we got. All originals. All originals here on 105 Through the Fan, Fan After Dark. Shout out to our guy, Damon Kimball. No relation to Richard Kimball. And I'll give you each a dollar if you can tell me who that is. I didn't kill my wife! Nothing?
No.
The one-armed man did it! Nothing.
No.
Still no.
Anything from you, Trevor? You know who Richard Kimball is? It's called The Fugitive, guys. It's called The Fugitive, for Christ's sake.
Fred's never wanted CA here more.
I swear to God, seriously. Can anybody please? Okay. So anyway, Damon Kimball, no relation to Richard. All right. Anta point man here in the United States of America. We met him at Mavs Media Day. Obviously, the Mavs have three guys that are anti-athletes, with obviously Kyrie probably being the most well-known, Clay being second, and now Daniel Gafford yep. being member number three. And so we just kind of had a little, you know, fun. I told him, I said, look, I'm thinking about getting off these Nikes. And I said, I know you guys make plenty of basketball shoes, but do you make anything for middle-aged white guys, running shoes? And he said, we sure do. And he was kind enough to get me and Blake size, send us some gear, as well as not just shoes, but some clothes as well. So,
and we did not expect all that.
No, I mean, I figured, you know, maybe a shirt or something like that. I figured a shirt and a pair of shoes. And
that's what
and
I thought. Four total items at most. That's what I was thinking when you told me it. Because it was just Fred. Then he asked what my shoe size was, and Fred did a good job putting my name in there as well. So I thought I would get a basketball shoe, Fred would get a trainer, and they asked for our size on gear. We might both get one t-shirt. Me and Fred got three pairs of shoes each, one trainer, one lifestyle shoe, one basketball shoe. Then we each got three pieces of apparel, being hoodies, sweaters, polos, t-shirts. We each got a backpack. We each got socks.
Yeah.
So just shout out to Anta doing a full care package. It was Made my week.
It was just a great way to kick off the week, if we're being honest with ourselves. So, no, we're excited about it, and you should be too. So, that being said, now that we're officially the official Anta show of the DFW here on 105.3 The Fan, top five places, things, and or companies not named Darius Rucker that we would love to get a care package from.
I will say we already got one texted in, or we got two texted in. Keep texting them in. I'll make sure I shout them out. From the 469, Marlin Firearms. I don't know if it's saying Marlin then Firearms, but I'm just going to.
Sounds right.
Games Workshop, Rush Motors, Lexus, Houston Texans. Did I read that right? Okay. Houston Texans. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Lexus. That makes sense.
Number two.
R-O-U-S-H Motors.
Oh, Roush.
Roush. Excuse me. I didn't know. Is that a...
Roush. They do like...
aftermarket parts and stuff?
That sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Games Workshop.
Okay.
And Marlin Firearms.
There's your top five. I mean, give them a ring. Ring the bell.
My Another God. One from the 817. Slim Jim. Please send commas like this person. Slim Jim.
Okay.
Playboy Magazine.
Oh, wow.
Doritos.
Okay. You're aging yourself when you say Playboy Magazine. Okay. I mean, you have to be 60. At least. Let us know. 877-881-1053. You're 60 years old because nobody age or younger is saying Playboy Magazine.
Not even just Playboy.
You added the magazine to it. I don't even think Playboy's made a magazine in a decade. 877.
Who would be on the cover of that? Does it have to go by?
Heather Locklear. I don't know.
Doritos. What a combo. So you've got Slim Jim.
So are you just eating your Slim Jim and Doritos while you're...
Okay. Skittles.
Reading the pages of your Playboy magazine.
Skittles is number four for him from the 817. And then his last one. You want to make
it... That was number two.
Slim Jim, Playboy, Doritos, Skittles.
What are you, 12? I mean, I can't decide. I can't decide if you're 60 and in your mom's basement or if you're 12 and in your mom's basement.
Last thing, you want to guess what the last thing he wants?
Kool-Aid.
THC gummies. I'm reading the text word for word. There is no editorializing.
You sound like you're here to have a good time, all right? You're going to eat your gummies. You're going to eat your Skittles, your Doritos, and your Slim Jim.
And then enjoy
while
magazine.
Perusing... I'm just reading it for the articles.
The artistry.
I'm just here for the articles. You know they do a Q&A in each and every one. And they do.
How do you know that?
Because I grew up on Playboy magazines. Hello. We didn't have the internet yet. Thank you.
Someone said you're 60 if you think Want to Be With You is better than Wagon Wheel. Same guy texting.
Yeah, I'm 44, but thanks. No, it's not even a debate, man. It's not even a debate. Wagon Wheel is not better than Only Want to Be With You. Maybe the Bob Dylan version, number five.
Number five for you.
Nike.
Boo. Nike.
Solid
of course
choice.
You would sell out. I'm an Anta guy.
I love Anta as much as the next guy.
No Nike.
I love me some Nike too.
My number five, if I got a care package from this group, I would be elated. All five of these, I'd be elated. This was an easy top five for me.
Yeah.
If I got a care package from the Dallas Cowboys, I'd be elated. If I got some hoodies, some gear,
okay.
a backpack, some t-shirts, some workout gear, some shorts, that would be great. So my number five, I have the Dallas Cowboys. If they sent Blake Elliott a care package, I'd be very happy to get that.
Okay, one. I like that. Number five.
Mine very similar. They did bring us some stuff. The Texas Rangers.
There you go.
Okay.
So working the Rangers, they did bring us like some bobbleheads, some
slight flex.
Jerseys.
Yeah.
He said it's already happened, stuff. But
yeah.
I would like.
Yeah.
I know because I didn't get anything. Anyway, continue.
Well, we worked the games, so.
That's fair. We did too.
Technically.
We did too.
My number four.
Not as hard as you did, though.
That's true.
Not as hard as you did.
Actually, I think we get those days off when the Rangers are playing.
Yes.
We're actually not here.
I put Nike at number four.
Talk about Saturday. See, there you go.
Sellouts, man. I'm just
whatever,
anti guy over here.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
My number four. Let's keep it in house. If the Dallas Mavericks.
There you go.
Were to send me a care package, I would be elated.
You'd be happy about it.
Give me a little jersey, little branded shorts. Wear that to the gym. Yeah, the Mavs sent me this, I'd be very happy to get a care package from the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, I ain't mad at that. My number four, Tom Ford.
Okay, a little luxury.
If we're going to do it big, let's do it big.
That'd be a cool care package.
I would love a Tom Ford care package. He's got clothes, and the cologne would be next freaking level.
You'd probably get like an old one, their newest one, too.
You're getting some next stuff that hadn't even sprayed yet. I mean, give me that all day, every day. So, my number four would be Tom Ford. Number three, Omaha Steaks.
Okay, so what do you think you're getting in that? What would be in that care package?
Steaks.
Just steaks?
I mean, steaks. Now, they do have a number of items at the Omaha Steak Company.
Do they have apparel, too? You know, some of these big restaurants start having apparel as well, like sweaters and hats.
Don't believe they do. Okay. Now, maybe I know a lot of folks are into the whole vest
thing. I'm not a Vest
guy. Brian brought us
I'm not a Vest guy. I do appreciate people that are. But, you know, I mean, I don't really want any clothes.
Does anybody rock a vest better than Brian Broaddus? Looks so slick in it. The LSU one. I'm like, glad he's my teammate. Can you think of anybody who rocks a vest better? No Glaze, of course.
I mean, I don't even know.
Didn't Mike Vrabel wear a vest?
He still does. He still does.
He's a vest guy.
He still does. He still does. I mean, I would go.
Mike McDaniel rocks a vest as well.
He wears capri pants, so he's out on. I'm out on him. And again, by the way, shocker, Raheem Morris in his capri pants lost last night.
I feel like it's an NFL head coach thing to wear the vest, though. Because I think LaFleur wears one. McVay wears one.
Shoddy doesn't wear one.
Shoddy doesn't.
You know, my two favorite coaches don't. Shoddy and Andy Reid.
Well, Andy can't fit in one. Okay. You're number three.
You couldn't fit in a vest? Are you kidding me?
The vest is tight. The vest is tight. I
mean, what, you don't think they make him in a quadruple X? No, my three was Omaha Steaks.
Okay. My number three. Now we're getting into personal, very personal to Blake. If I was to get a care package from this group, Blake's entire year would be made.
Yeah.
From Optic Texas, Optic Gaming in general, the Call of Duty esports team here in Dallas. I've been following them since I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And if Optic Hex and those boys over there would have sent Blake a care package,
you'd be dancing a G.
I'd be dancing over the moon.
That's fair.
Especially if one of them was signed by Optic Scumpy.
And okay.
I bet you a couple people know who that is when I just said that. Only the most well-known Call of Duty player.
There okay.
Yep, there you go.
Learned something new today.
My number three, I have Topps, the baseball card company.
Okay.
I'm a big baseball card guy.
Wow.
So
I did not know that.
What would I should have put this in here. What would you want in the care package? Like, what are some things you're hoping to get if they were like, oh, we're sending you a care package?
Baseball cards.
Just baseball cards.
Boxes of cards I can open.
Are you hoping for a certain one, a limited one, or just baseball cards in general?
I mean, something good.
A rookie.
Rookies are good. Short prints.
What would be the one you'd want the most?
I like vintage cards too.
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
Like a little Honus Wagner, maybe?
Yeah. Like, did you know, like, there was like a, I think Honus Wagner, like the rarest card ever, sold for like a few million dollars.
Yeah, no, I mean, because his is the most rare baseball card, isn't it?
Honus Wagner? Yeah, the T206 is what it's called, like in the 20s.
That's crazy. All right. So, baseball card, we just learned today that.
What's happening on this?
Remember, that was the one I told you about, the dude that they stopped a mass shooting in Atlanta.
Wow.
Off this Yahoo. All right, you're number two.
Number two, it's the Mars bar company. So I get a bunch of candy.
Wow.
And food.
What a random poll. The Mars bars candy.
Well, any kind of Mars
incorporated. What else do they make besides
chocolate bars?
Well, they make Snickers, don't
everything.
They?
Yeah, they make like everything.
Three Musketeers?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. And don't they make M&M's? I was going to say, I think they make M&M's too. Okay, so a Mars Bars package.
Ooh, Wrigley chewing gum? Didn't even know that.
Oh, wow.
That'd be good.
So you'd have gum and chocolate, just a mouthful of sugar. Continue.
My number two, let's go to clothing. Let's go, this is kind of a mix. Louis Vuitton slash Off-White slash Virgil Abloh. Virgil Abloh passed away a couple years ago. He was the head of creative design over there at Louis Vuitton and brought in his branding of Off-White. I've got the book that he wrote. It would be really cool to get a care package of all the luxury, high-end designer items that he would, in theory, if he were alive, send. So that would be my number two care package I'd be most excited for.
Okay. My number two is Dymatize. They're a protein company.
There you go.
I love their protein.
You'd be excited for that.
I would.
Go ahead and mark all that in the last 20 seconds so I can play it out of context.
It's quality protein, boys. It's quality protein.
You're number one.
Jordan.
Of course.
Jordan gear.
Jordan guy.
I mean, what's not to love? So, there you go. Nike, Tom Ford. I mean, I'm going to smell good. I'm going to eat good. I'm going to have free and post.
This could be said out of context so much. All right, my number one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Care package. I'd be most excited to get at 5. I had Cowboys, 4 Mavs, 3 Optic, 2 Louis V.
Close enough.
Louis Vuitton slash
North Texas care package.
Virgil Abloh at number 1. Not a North Texas care package.
Lifetime football seats.
You want to try another guess? What do you think my number 1 is?
Your number 1, something that has to do with Juice WRLD.
No, funny enough. We'll put that as an honorable mention. A Juice WRLD care package.
Juice WRLD care.
We'll put that at 1B.
Okay.
You want to take one more guess? I believe in you. You know me.
I do know you.
Come on.
Something from your cats.
Oh, that would be sweet. My cat's back. Just a cardboard box that has juice and boo.
Cardboard box of my cat's back.
That actually is the right answer. If juice and boo were in there, that'd be the number one care package I want. But the number one care package I want, it's a brand. It's been around for a while. They put out great apparel. Too expensive for me.
Yeah.
But if they were to send me a care package with all their gear.
Gucci?
Trust God, bro.
Oh.
It is a Christian company that makes apparel. So sick. They do a good job of mixing Christian messages and Bible verses and sayings on there while also having good fashion sense, very much in the trends. And so that would be the number one care package I'd be most excited for.
I'm here for it.
My number one's pretty basic, but Apple.
What a sellout.
I'm a big Apple person.
Okay. What's one thing you'd want in your...
I'm trying to think. They wouldn't send you a phone. I feel like that's too easy, right? Like if it was a care package, they would assume you already have one. Or maybe like an iPad.
Like a new phone.
I'm thinking of it. They would send a bunch of accessories.
Maybe they send you that skinny one they just came out with.
I could see that. The iPhone Air.
Yeah.
What else would they send? An Apple sweater. A charging cable.
Probably like a napkin that Steve Jobs used, wiped his mouth with or something.
Maybe an SD card reader.
At the very least. At the very least.
Some other ones that were texted in 214 said Bucks Wild.
Oh, wow. That's fair.
Spearmint Rhino. Hmm.
So you just want care packages from strip clubs.
Viagra and Johnny Walker Blue.
What would you expect to get? Like a pass for a free lap dance? I mean, I don't know what you're going to get.
What does a Bucks Wild care package even look like?
A thong with glitter on it.
Was used by Chastity last weekend.
Why does it smell like vanilla?
Okay. Glitter. 945 said Hurtado Barbecue at the 5 spot.
That's fantastic.
Number 4, Under Armour. Number 3, Apple. Number 2, Miami Dolphins. Number 1, Darius Rucker of the Hootie and Blowfish.
I love it. That's it. That's the winner right there. There's your winner.
214, American Airlines.
Okay.
What an interesting care package from that.
Figure you might get a few plane tickets in there, at the very least.
Western Suns Vodka.
Okay.
Big Green Egg. That's nice if you're a cooking guy. Hoka. And throw some fatty stickers in there as well.
That's what we're talking about here. Final segment of the program. What a Monday program it's been. Halftime of this second Monday night game is going on as well. We'll recap what's gone on in the world of sports today and send you on your way. Don't go anywhere. Fan After Dark.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
14-6, Seattle up at halftime of the second Monday Night Football game. And, you know, it's not very often, Blake, that you and I get off the radio at 11 o'clock at night and there's still football going on. Especially, I mean, we'll be able to catch really most of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we
actually,
will.
By the time we get back to said cribs. Welcome back in. Final segment of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott.
I felt like a long break.
It was a... I mean, I'm glad. I mean, I'm surprised we're back. Dylan behind the glass on the 1-2s and threes. And then, of course, we've got the Trevors to the Trevors, our unofficial Stars correspondent. Were you able to buy any cologne this weekend? No.
Okay. Somebody said, play Hold My Hand by Hootie. You will know that one.
There you go. Hold my hand, I'll take you to the promise. I mean, dude, Hootie was a bucket, that first album. Okay. Again, you two.
I'm old enough to have been around when I Only Want to Be With You was in heavy rotation.
Yeah.
It was miserable. Blake is 1 million percent correct on this for once from the 817.
Don't let the fact that it got played a lot back in the day confuse the fact that it's still a better song than Wagon Wheel. Like, we've already played both of them. Wagon Wheel, I mean, that was an unforgettable
214.
That was a forgettable version.
214. If there's any live music at any pub in Northern Ireland, they're going to play Wagon Wheel, not that other one. Bagpipes, all of it, massively popular, Fred, in all caps. Your thoughts?
No, they're playing it because of Bob Dylan, not because.
No, they're playing the Darius Rucker version.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Okay, 214 Texan, which version are they playing? I'm sure he would have said the Bob Dylan version in there if he disagreed with. We were talking about Darius Rucker.
I don't care what he
said. He said Bob Dylan's name like once.
There you go. Turn this up. 10 times better than Logan. Wagon Wheel? More like Flat Tire. That's what they should call it.
That's what they should call you. Because you ain't got no gas to keep up.
Oh, I got plenty of gas. Don't you worry about me.
You're on E. I'm a full tank. Full tank Elliot.
Let me tell you something. I got all the gas.
You just said the same thing twice. I got all the gas.
Have you seen the number of Tums I take on a regular basis?
Dude, we get back from the Cowboys game. This guy pops three Tums like it's nothing, man.
Exactly.
What was your highlight of being at the Cowboys game? It had been a while since we've been there.
Oh, you can turn that down. We've had enough of it. let's see. What was the highlight?
Other than the game, obviously. I'm saying extracurricular stuff. It was a bunch.
I mean, probably having Donovan Wilson shut me down on the having Donovan Wilson tell me that he's good on the interview. And
right to your face.
Right to my face. And now, in fairness, Kyrie Elam did finish. Yeah, I mean, you know, he suggested, you know, both. You want both of us? I
invited
said,
you
sure.
to his locker.
He invited me to continue with my line of questioning.
What was the first thing you asked him?
Well, I only asked him one question.
Okay, what was the one question?
The only question I asked him was, hey, great week, you know, great game. You want to tell me and the other media types to shut it for a week?
Oh, so same question you gave Dono.
Yeah, because they were both. That's when he said, I'm good on the interview.
Okay, based on his body language, was it a, I'm good on the interview, I got somewhere to be, or I'm good on talking to you?
Well, you know, it was I'm good on talking to you because he was still dressing. He turned around. I mean, it went from...
If you can see on the fan cam, Fred just dipped his head down.
He did a 180 and just was like, I want
to... And Kyrie Elam, did his eyes light up? Like, I got you, bro. Or was it like a...
No. Because Kyrie Elam had already committed to doing the interview, right? Like, and so, but now I think he was. Look, hindsight being 2020, I think they were afraid that I was trying to get them into some sort of like gotcha, like, hey, say something crazy here, which was not my intention. It was like, hey, boys, you played really good defense today. This is your chance to shut everybody up for a week. And maybe he didn't want to put bulletin board material out there. Maybe he thought, oh, if I say something crazy to this dude, they're going to put it all over the radio, and then I'm going to have to deal with more of it. I don't know.
So I see some people asking about the NBA. Tomorrow, there is so much NBA news. We had a bunch of contracts signed. We will break down all that tomorrow. We'll preview the Mavericks season tomorrow. LeBron James got called out by multiple people. Stephen A. went on a podcast calling him out. Him and Russell Westbrook's friendship was exposed, and maybe how it wasn't really that great. We're going to talk about all that tomorrow. There's NBA Stack might have two segments tomorrow. So if you're an NBA head, we got plenty tomorrow, a day before the season starts, opening night for the Mavs on Wednesday at the AAC, Spurs and Mavs. So don't you worry. If you need your fix right now, after the show ends in like 5 minutes, go on Mavs Pulse Podcast on YouTube or any social media, and you'll see me and Grant breaking down the season. Or you can wait till tomorrow. Me and Fred will break it down on The Fan. We'll go through all the NBA stories. We'll play Fred's awesome interviews that he got in the locker room, the ones that he was actually able to complete. We'll play that audio.
I completed the Kyrie Elam, okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm messing with you. Calm down.
I'm going to get Donovan Wilson.
Mark that. So we're going to put Donovan Wilson in witness protection the way you just said that.
I mean, we're going to squash the beef, whatever beef there might be.
You're going to ask her at an interview, and you'll be like, hey, Donovan, I want to squash the beef.
Well,
last time he's going to be like,
I mean, hey, you know, I'll do the exact same thing I always do. Like, hey, man, maybe you didn't want to talk last time. We good today? We good this time around?
Nobody looks at you and goes, I know who you are. I know Fan After Dark, and I'm a fatty. I don't like how you and your co-host talk about me.
Well, then let's talk about it.
Can I get you on the record saying that?
I mean, if you don't like, what don't you like about us? Exclusive interview right here.
I mean, if he says our names in an interview, then that's... I'll take it. It doesn't really matter what he follows up with it. I'll take it that he knows our names.
I mean, I would be flattered beyond belief. Now, I will say, I thought he said something else. And so I was kind of taken aback. I was like, wait, what?
But, well, my big moment was talking to Jerry, having a little going back and forth and questioning.
Back and forth.
But the 1B has got to be the macaroni, still being phenomenal alongside the chicken breast. Juicy, tender. Me and Chia Follow were raving about the chicken breast.
Chicken breasts were good yesterday.
They were so good. Because it's easy to mess up chicken.
No, it is.
But and they did it right.
Come on. You're not.
Legends Hospitality doesn't mess up.
Look, they had the, what are those, the snickerdoodle cookies?
Yes.
That went hard in the paint.
What's the little dessert snack that they have earlier now? They're not crepes. The little.
Don't give me the lie. I couldn't tell you. Names? I don't know.
So that's what a C. It's like a French cuisine.
Oh. A.
Delicacy, if you will.
I don't know if I'd call it a delicacy, but I mean, they've got dozens of them sitting out there.
What are they? Afternoons. They have a hard shell and they have like cream in the middle and chocolate. Sorry.
Man, I don't know.
What is it called? It's not a crepe. Dylan, help me out.
You know what? I think it's called a wagon wheel.
What are those called?
I don't know.
Just start naming French desserts. Somebody. It's not a macaroni or macaron, whatever he said. What? I'm going to look it up. I don't even care about the rest of the segment. Dude, I just said it's not a crepe.
He said it's
a turnover.
A cannoli! A cannoli!
Holy cannoli!
Is that Italian? That is Italian.
Sounds like it. It should be.
Cannoli.
It's not. If it wasn't, it is now.
No, it's a cannoli.
How terrible are the Texans? C.J. Stroud gets intercepted. Now Sam Darnold is just marching down the football field once again. 14-6.
I got a question for you.
Texans are trash.
What should we be for Halloween? I'm going to a Halloween party this weekend. What should I be?
Oh, this weekend?
I mean, bro, October's almost over.
What should you be?
Tell us, help out.
An Ewok.
From Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay. You think that'll get the huzz?
You know what? Be whatever Billy D was.
Who's Billy D?
Wow.
Who's Billy D?
You don't know who Billy D Williams is. You know what, Mama Kim?
I don't.
Text Mama Kim and let her know I'm disappointed right now.
Is he a singer?
No, he's an actor.
I don't know actors,
yeah,
friend.
We know.
How
we
many
know.
Times do I have to tell you that? My we mom know. Probably doesn't know who that is either.
Oh,
I don't.
Trust me, Mama Kim knows who Billy D Williams is.
Why do people care so much about actors' names? I don't care 1% of a bit
legendary
what an actor's name
legendary.
Is. What does it do for me knowing legendary. An actor's name? You tell me one pro and I'll say I'm wrong. Tell me one pro of knowing the actor's name. does for you in life?
I mean, it's pop culture. You asked, what do you want to be for Halloween? I said, dress up as Billy Dee.
Give me,
you didn't know.
Give me one that maybe you think I would know. And the people that I'm going to the party with that are girls my age would also know.
I mean, what's the vibe? What's the theme?
I don't. What do you mean, what's the theme? It's a Halloween party.
I mean, are they dressing up too?
No, I'm going to be the only one, Fred. Everyone else is
going
to be...
No, I'm at the party you're going with. No.
Everyone else is going to be... Everyone else is going to be in normal clothes, Fred. I'm the only one dressing up.
You're the only one dressing
yes.
up. Yes. I'd go back to being an Ewok.
Everyone's saying be a wagon wheel, Blake. Should I just show up as a big old wheel?
Darius Rucker.
I'm Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker. That's exactly who
just
you should
have, go. Just have the song playing 24/7.
You absolutely should. Just play his hits.
I'm a wagon wheel,
just
guys.
Just play his hits. Play his hits. You can play his Hootie and the Blowfish songs as well. You should go as Darius Rucker.
Maybe I should go as Donovan Wilson.
Because I want to say he's like from South Carolina, so he could wear like a South Carolina hat. I know you got the clothes.
I'm going to go as Trayvon Diggs.
No one's going to know.
I'm going to have like a bandage over my head.
No one's going to know.
Wear a seven.
With a thermometer coming out of your mouth, I'm in concussion protocol.
I could be Donovan Wilson, just not show up,
and just tell everybody you don't want to talk to him. Only if Fred Davis is asking.
Only Fred will get this. Job.
Everybody else, I'll talk to you. But if Fred is, no, I won't do it. Great stuff as always from everybody that tuned into the program today. Another solid show,
banger show
Sports
tomorrow.
Radio in the books. We got plenty of basketball to talk tomorrow as well. For the one, the only, Dylon, for the phenom of all phenoms, Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.